listening to the Rosemont Cottage Girls show.
For the last couple of podcasts, we have really been diving deep into building cornerstones and making sure that we are claiming the names that God calls us and not the world's names for us. So in this episode, I want to really dive deep in where are we living? And I know that sounds like kind of a weird question, but I'm not talking about your physical location. Where are you living? Are you living in the truth? Or are we living behind a wall we've built, afraid to allow people to really see us, afraid to let anyone pass the barrier? It is so easy to retreat behind this wall when we're hurting or when fear raises its ugly head once again, when the storm clouds have gathered, when dreams shatter or harsh words find our hearts like deadly arrows, knowing just where to hit to send us back into the safety of these walls. I think sometimes we don't even realize that we've been living here, or perhaps we've been here so long we can't recognize it anymore. It's safer this way. You can't get hurt this way. When we're buried deep behind these proverbial walls, the world on one side and you on the other, we can't be hurt back here. But we were never meant to live like this. The truth is that the devil wants you back there. He wants you hiding behind the wall in the illusion of safety. The devil wants you enslaved to the pain and regrets because he knows that as long as he keeps you living behind those walls, anguishing over old wounds that have festered in the darkness, you are no threat to him. We weren't meant to be a fortress, impenetrable. We were meant to live as a lighthouse, living on a firm foundation of knowing whose we are, pointing others to God as a beacon in the midst of the storm. Sometimes the greatest miracle, the biggest testament to God's power in your life, is that the storm came and you are still standing. That you went through the wastelands in your life and came out on the other side. I know you are hurting. You're trying to keep it all together, to prevent people from seeing the broken places. But sometimes the greatest healing comes when we step out from behind the walls and point others to Him in the midst of our brokenness. Yes. Yes, I got hurt, but he is still good. And I am choosing to build my house on that foundation. I'm choosing to claim this truth that I am his and that he is still working on me, even though it feels like I'm lost, like I'm broken and I've been abandoned. I know that he is still there. I refuse to live behind that wall any longer. Yes, I hurt. Yes, I have broken places that I want to hide. But he is taking my pain and creating something beautiful. He is redeeming my suffering. Right now, my life may look like an ugly piece of coal, but he is forming a diamond. We get to pick where we live. We can stay in the dark, building walls around our hearts. We can keep living in pain we are trying so hard to hide from. We can keep refusing to let others in case they see what we are trying so desperately to hide. Or we can step out. We can choose to live, to tear down those walls and in its place build a lighthouse so that we get to speak into the lives of others that are facing a storm. There is hope in this place. You are not alone. The pain you are feeling is not your breaking point because he is using it for something great, so keep hanging on. We can choose to say, I may not understand this season of my life. I might not be able to see what is around the bend, what this painful place is creating, but I know who is already on the other side and has seen every step along this road. This place may be a surprise to me, but it isn't to him. I can't see around the bend, but I am choosing to trust him every step of the way. My Bible says that he is working everything for my good. Not something, not most things, everything. He has this. He will see me through. And perhaps that was the whole point of this painful place. To teach me to point to him even when I don't understand. Even when I'm hurting. Even when life feels like a construction zone. Where are you living? In pain or in the promise? In the painful broken place? Or are you surrendering the walls and stepping out with hands lifted in surrender and pointing straight to him?
Hi there, sorry to interrupt, but are you enjoying this podcast? We really hope you are. Take a moment to pause this podcast, head over to, and leave us a 5-star review. We'll wait right here for you.
On one of the shelves in our office here at the cottage is this chunk of rock and cement, and really it's an absolutely unimpressive piece. And if you didn't know what it was, you would think it was just a piece of rock and wonder why it has such a place on our shelves. But that little unimpressive piece has a big history. It's a piece of the Berlin Wall that my grandfather brought home. Walls have two purposes. One, to keep you in and the rest of the world out. Or to serve as a memorial for what you've been through. Headstones and memorials look a lot alike until you read the plaque. And sometimes we get so comfortable living behind the wall that it's scary to come out. It hurts. It's uncomfortable to let that mask that we've clung to for so long fall away and let the world see us as we are, who we really are, with our faults and our shortcomings and our unique journeys. To see the cracks and the breaks and the bruised places, it's intimidating. It's hard to let the world see that we're a living construction zone. To see that we don't have it all together.
This show is listener supported and made possible through listeners just like you.
It's almost written in our DNA. Don't let them see behind the curtain. Don't let them see behind the wall. I think we've come to believe that when we become Christians, it automatically means we have it all together, that it's going to be easy, but that's not true. The testament isn't that we have it all together, but that he saw us through, that he walked through all of this with you. The story isn't the mountain that you're standing on now, but how you got to the mountain, who got you there. It isn't the valley you're in, you can't seem to find your way out of. But the one seeing you through the valley. It isn't the fire that you're in right now, but the one in the fire with you. So check where you're living. Step out from behind the wall and live in his truth.
You've been listening to the Rosevine Cottage Girls show. We are so glad you joined us for another episode of Where Faith and Country Life Meet. We'll see you again next time.